We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting 5 lines from the bottom. Nochu Shor Yoim Shel Rabbi. We're talking about here someone who's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayim. Which means, one day, the Mishnah said, what do you do if it's Chatzi Ben Chayim? One day he works for the master, one day he works for himself. And here, Tosfos points out, we're going in the Mishnah Rishonah, which means before the Gemara says you have to force him, the rabbi, to free that half, there's one for that. Because after that halacha, that you have to free the half of Eved, the halacha is called a ma'ukav get shikr, and he actually gets all the ma'isi dayim. We're not talking about Mishnah Rishonah, Mishnah Rishonah. In the beginning, before they had to get an oilam, what happened? So Sunday, he worked for the master, and the master got all the money he worked for. Monday, he worked for himself. Tuesday for the master, and the next day for himself. That's the Mishnah. So here, what happened? A shor gored him on the Yom Shel Rabbi, on the day, on Sunday, which when he belonged to the master, his Maisi Adayim went to his owner. So then the Hazekim, any damages that happen, the rabbi goes to the rabbi, because that's considered his Maisi Adam. Now, what about Yom Shel Atzmai? If the ox gores him on the day of himself, Atzmai, he gets the money. Aygin Ataina, Delachaira, even when it's your day or the rabbi's day, Lamaisa, he loses that for the next day also. So the Chazanish says, it's Mukach from here, that the payment is not that we take the future. We look at right now the value, and it's like a payment for right now. And that's called Maisi Yadayim right now. It's not pshat we pay for the future. It just, that's the way of figuring out how much the payment is right now. It's like a Maisi Yadayim now. Vice Tois, that's what it is. Tois Rosh basically says that. Because see, tomorrow has a kash. Elam Yato, Yoyim Shal Rabba, Yisa Shifcha. You know what should happen? On Yoyim Shal Rabba, Shemari Shifcha. Yoyim Shal Atzma, Yisa Bas Charim. Zog, there were no Asura Lekar Mirna. You only say it by Mominus, you could split it up like that. By Asura, you can't split up like that. Now, what's the Havamina that you can marry a Shifcha on the day you're married to Eved? L'maisa, you're going to be married to the Shifcha tomorrow also, right? So what's the Havamina? So that's where the Tosfos Rosh comes in and explains this svar, that Tosfos Rosh says, Ava kivin da'amris, dem nochu shor b'yem sh'rabi l'rabi, b'yem sh'latzma atzmai, ava pisha echad nifsad b'chele chaveroi. That's what Tosfos Rosh says. Alma, b'yem sh'rabi, Eved gomor. Im kein, the Mara's kashin, he's a Shifcha. You're saying he's Eved Gomer today, he's getting, like, all the money's going to the master. Even though he's going to be his own guy tomorrow, Teretz says, today he's completely Eved. That's what we look at it, completely Eved. So Zok Teretz Rosh, then he should marry Shifcha also. That's the Mara's Kasha, El Miata. My answer is no. I can make up this Shtikl Taira maybe when it comes to money, but not when it comes to Isurim. That's what Mara says. So Akaponim, that was the Chiddush of this Memra, that Yom Shel Rabbi, L'Rabbi Yom Shel Atzma, L'Atzma, Tosha Ma'am, that's a Kasha. Hey, Miss Misha Chetziov, Eved, the Chetzov Ben Chayrim, Noisin Chatzi Knasa Rabbi, the Chatzi Kaifel Yarshim. Now, what's the halacha when a shor kills an Eved? How much do you have to pay? A shor amud. So, halacha is, the pasuk of the Torah actually, you pay 30 shkalim. No matter if this Eved is the best basketball player on the Knicks, and the guy makes $40 million a year, 30 shkalim he gets. Or if the guy cleans the streets in front of the stadium, he also gets 30 shkalim. Makes no difference. You get the same amount of money either way. This Eved gets the same amount of money either way. That's a lock of 30 shkalim. Now, if he's a Ben Chayrim, he gets Kaifer. That's that. You figure out his value. But when it comes to when he's a regular Ben Chayrim, you figure out his value. So here, the guy's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrim. He gets killed by a shor. So we say like this. Chatzi Knas, 15 shkalim go to Rabbi. And the Chatzi Kaifer Yarshav, half his Kaifer goes to his Yarshav. Now, how is it possible to have Yarshim? Is it Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrim? Who exactly did he marry? It's a good kasha. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow's shift to answer that kasha. Al Kaponim, what does it say over here, Lemaisa? That you split it. Amai, Hokanami, Lemi, Yoim Shel Rabbi L'Rabbi. If he got killed on the day of his rabbi, then goes the rabbi. Yoim Shel Atzmai, if he got killed on the Atzmai, then should go to Kaifer, should go to Atzmai. What's going on over here that we say half and half and half is Knas, half is this? What do you mean? But look what day it was. And for the Gemara, no Dimyan. Shani Hocha the Kokalia Karna, which here we agree when the Karen is gone, so then we agree it's split in half. Because that they both own the Karen. They just have different rights of Maisi Yadav every day, but the principle they both own. Since Kokalia Karna, so there the loch is that you split it evenly. Break the Gemara, so what's the case of Nachushar? What were you paying then? What was the case that it was no Kalia Karna? Usually Nezik, you assume, means he knocked off his foot, he doesn't have a foot anymore, so that's also called Kali Karna. What was the case? What was the case of Nezik? So he says the case was like this. that the shor hit him on his hand, and his hand dried up. But so if alachzer, but it'll come back. Right now, for next month, he can't work. He can't do anything. He can't work his regular job. He can't play basketball. But lemaisa, it's soif alachzer. It's gonna get back to it. So here, we're saying this is the case where the shor has to pay. Now remember, a shor only pays nezek, and a adam pays nezek tzar ripu sheves abayshus. So now, what's the halacha in such a case where a guy gets an injury that's gonna? It's not really a nezek forever. It's only a nezek for his man. What do you pay? Do you pay nezek or not? So really, it's a machlokes, abaya and rava. So Gemara says like this: Honich labaya dama nois lo sheves gedol sheves ktana shapir. According to abaya, that sheves gedol means nezek and sheves ktana means sheves. According to abaya, this here figure out the injury. If a guy gets an injury, he hurt his hand, it's going to get better. For example, a broken hand is a good example also. He broke his hand, it's going to get completely better in 2 months. So that first week, he can't do anything. And then the next rest of the month, he could do watching cucumbers. And then afterwards, we'll go back to his regular job playing basketball. He could do a regular job. Okay, now, so Zokta Bai, what you do is like this. You put him on the, you make believe you're selling him right now. When you sell such a person, will he get less money? He'll get a little less money for his whole value because for 2 months he's going to be not his highest. He's be on the injured list for 2 months. So it's still, you know, he'd be on the injured list 2 months. He's not get the regular value. So you take that value and he gets paid that value. And number two is right for the next week he's not going to be able to work at all, even as watching cucumbers. So he gets sheves katana for that. He gets sheves for that because he's in bed. But after that, when he's watching cucumbers, he doesn't get any money for that. He already got money for nezek. That's what Abaye says. Rava says that you only get sheves. You don't get sheves gedol. You don't get nezek. You only get sheves. And you do it like this. You figure out how much he gets paid for basketball. He gets paid for basketball. He gets paid $10,000 a day. $10,000, you figure it out. They prorate it. $10,000 a day. So he gets $10,000 a day. After a week, when he starts watching cucumbers, which gets paid $28, so he gets paid over $9,000 a day. That's what he gets paid. And that's how you figure out his sheves. So according to a Ravi, you only get paid Sheves, no Nezek. According to Abaye, you figure out if you would sell him now, how much the value would be less. It's called Sheves Gedoyla and Sheves Ketana. So Hanich Labaye, the Amar, Nois Lo Sheves Gedoyla, Sheves Ketana, Shapir, because then there's Nezek, and a Shar pays Nezek. Ela Ravo, Domei Nois Lo Shifto, Yishuvah Chol Yom Yom, only give him Sheves. Hai Sharu, Sharu Mishalim, Ela Nezek, Sharu to pay Nezek. So what's the Kasha? What's the Chazar over? The Kasha is that we see by, when you kill him, it's Kali Karna, boom, they split it. We said by Nachu, it goes each day. They get whoever's day is. He gets the money. So the shayla is what's pshat? Because the principle is not gone. So the principle is still here. So what are you paying for? You're paying for his injury. Does the injury get paid nezek or not? It's a mechalik. It's a bai and rava. Every injury there's a nezek or not. So if a bai there's nezek, okay, then a shor pays nezek. But if it's just you're paying for sheves for lost wages, there's no lost wages by a shor. Shor doesn't have to pay for lost wages. So what's pshat in that memra of nachu shor? So there's two terutz. If you say because you call Adam, you have to do surgery on that brisa. It doesn't say nachu shor. It says nachu Adam. It was Adam that hurt him, and then by Adam he pays sheves. That's one terutz. Another terutz is by Yisema memru. That nachu shor is not a brisa. It's a memra. Well, memra the rovers feel that memra. Akaponim ad kan ha gemara. Rovers hold that memra. That's how the gemara answers that memra. If you're Abaye, not if you're Rav. So the gemara new shaila. Abayelu. Mo'ukh get shikr yeshak nasi ela knas. Mo'ukh get shikr is a bunch of different examples. Rashi gives the examples. It could be someone who was, his odin was makdish him or mafkir him, like we learned before. He the mominus is off, but he still needs to get shikr, right? Or a case of chasi ever chasi ben charim also, where you force the rabbi to give him get shikr. So it's cool. Mo'ukh means he's waiting for get shikr. He's waiting. All he needs, all he's missing is to get shikr. That's all he's missing. The halacha is, like we said before, the ma'isi daim go to him then. Why? Because the Adon does not own his mammonis anymore. What about the shloishim shel eved? On one hand, the shloishim shel eved is mammonis, so he gets it. On the other hand, he's saying, and he'll get like maybe kaifer even. On the other hand, he still needs to get shikr, so he's considered an eved, and he has an Adon. It goes to the Adon. That's the Gemara Shailam. We'll get shikr. Yes, knasi and knas. Because shloishim shkol mitin la'adon v'rachmana v'alav Adonu. He's not an Adon, so therefore there's no knas. Oy, Dilma, Kivin and Mechusa get Shikr, but since he's Mechusa get Shikr, Adon Karina Bay, it's called the Adon. It's called the Adon. That's a Shiloh. So it sounds like, for sure, it's Yesha Knas, it goes to the rabbi. If it's Ain Le Knas, it's not clear what the payment would be. Would it be knas or would it be kaifer? But it wouldn't go to the rabbi. So shaila is the mokav yashukr called enough of a adon that shloishim shkalim goes to the adon? Toshima, hey miss, you have something to moist on that, Mordechai? Toshima, hey miss, Meisha, what? Like he's dead, it's Yarshim. We said before Yarshim, Kaif goes to Yarshim. That's it. We Kaif. If he looked at it as a Ben Chayrim, clapping the din of Shloim Shlav, it's a Chayrim.
Going to Yarshim is not
Kaif. Right, then it's Kaif. Right. That's Kaif. L'Chayrim. That's it comes out of L'Chayrim. It's not Klar in the Gemara, that part, that half, but L'Chayrim. That comes out from the Brice before, like that. L'Chayrim comes out like that, too. Here, Shalav is called Evan, not Toshima. More of his right from this thing. Toshima. Hey, Miss Mishachesi, Evan has Bechayrim. Listen, Chatzik has a Rabbi, Chatzik has a Yarshav. So here, we said before, Chatzi Eva Chatzi Mecharim is a Mokav Get Shukr. Why? Because the Mishnah says you have to give a Get Shukr. She's a Mokav Get Shukr. What do you see? On the half days of Eved, he gets Knas. So you see, a Mokav Get Shukr gets Knas. Zokta Ma'ilav Kamishta Achroina. Loi Kamishta Roshayna. Loi Kamishta Roshayna. Before, there was a Dim Mokav Get Shukr, and therefore, it makes sense there to Chatzi Knas and Kaifer. That's just not a riot to have the Kaifer. Here's the Ben Chayrim there. It's not a riot to what we're clearing, because there, the Chatzi Mecharim is a full fledged Ben Chayrim. That's what gets Kaifer. Here, I'm clearing on the tzad that he's not a Eved or Mokav Get Shukr. So maybe he's nothing. Maybe he's not a Ben Chayrim, or he's not an Eved. Maybe he doesn't get anything.
What's
Mor's answer is that there's no Mokav Get Shukr. What was Mor's Raya? The Raya was, there's a Mokav Get Shukr on the half of Eved, he's Mokav Get Shukr. And you still see you get Knas.
He gets Kaifer.
No, Kaifer is for the Ben Chayrim. That's right. For free. The question is on the Eved part. An Eved that's missing a Get Shukr, what's the halacha? Does he get Knas or not? So here it says you get knas. He's a mokav get shukr. There he says, no, it's not a mokav get shukr. It's going according to Mr. Rishayna. Toshima, not a raya. Hippel Hashim. We know the halacha in the Torah is shame v'ayin. If you not get a shame v'ayin of an eved, the halacha is that it goes l'cheres, right? Okay. But it's a shayla if you need to get shukr. And we'll see in a second. Toshima, hippel Hashinai. This guy, this eved got into a real fight with his master. And the first thing went out was his tooth. Knocked out his tooth, and then came his eye. So hippel Hashinai. And now he's technically free. And then Vesima is Enoi. And then the rabbi, his Adoin, knocked out his eye. What's the halacha? Yoytze Vashin. He goes out free because of his tooth. And you give him the money for his eye. So Viyamas Yashle Knas, Viknas Rabbi, if you hold that there's a Knas, and the Knas goes, Le Rabbi, Sahashta Chavabe Achwini Avale Rabbi, if someone else kills him, it goes to his master, Chavbe Rabbi Gufa Yavle Ledei, and then if his master hits him Ledei, remember, we're naming on Hippel Hashinoi, is Mokav Get Shukr. He goes free, but it's Mokav Get Shukr. And what does it say over here? Mokav Get Shukr, who gets the money for the ayin? The Eved. So he's saying, if a Knasa went to the rabbi, see here it should go to the rabbi also. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara says, so we'll stop over here just because maybe the Elam is bothered by already. So Taisus, Dir Masal Chevli, small Taisus, I'm going to look at Taisus. Taisus has a Kasha, Chevli by Achwine, Afagav the Maisi Yodov La'atzmai. This is Maisi Yodov, it's not a Knas. What do you want from Knas Rosh Ever? There it says La'odah and the Shiloh is La'odah not. Here it's Maisi Yodov, this case, because here it's Nezek. So it's Pasha that goes to the Eved. What's the word as Kasha? Even if you hold Mokav Get Shukr, the knas goes to the rabbi. Here it's like Ma'aseh Yodayim. Avgad Ma'aseh Yodayim La'atzmoi. Kivon the knosol a rabbi, chaval na'amil a rabbi, the malikatli kuli malikatli palga. Which is a palga. Taisus, he says that here it should be like malikatli kuli malikatli palga. But it's still shver. It's Ma'aseh Yodayim. So Ayin Rabbi Chana Wasserman speaks about it. I'm not going to get into it because there's no easy terrors to this kasha to explain Taisus. You have to know the kasha. You have to know the Taisus. Akoponim. We were holding the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hippel Hashinoi is Mokav Get Shukr. Who gets the money? The Eved. Kasha is, you see, that L'chari will get the Knas as well, or will get whatever, won't be a Knas to the Adon. So the Gemara, no. Don't look at Mandi Amayin Tzarech. Maybe this Braiso or Mishnah is going according to Mandi Amayin that says that you don't need to get Shukr when you knock out Rosh Yavarim. The Tanya, look at the Braiso, but Kulon, all Chaf Dalad Rosh Yavarim, which is what? Which is the 10 hand, 10 fingers, 10 toes, the Reish HaChaitim, which is the nose, Reish HaZnayim, the ears, the Reish HaGviya, these are the 24 Chaf Dalid Rosh Yevarim, which is the Geyah for Negotim. So it says in the Braisa, V'kulam Eved Yitzeh Behem L'cheiris, if the Adon knocks off any of these 24 Rosh Yevarim, he goes free. Not only Shem V'ayin, but Tzarech gets Shukr from a rabbi. But you need to get Shukr, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Meir, I'm in a tzarech. You don't need to get shukr. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm in a tzarech. You need to get shukr. Tavon, I'm in a tzarech. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a tzarech. And I'm machriya for the chomim. I rim the machriya in front of the chomim. They were machriya. These tanoim were machriya. What did they say? They say, "Oimrim nira divrei Rav Tarfon b'shem v'ayin." By shem v'ayin, there you do not need to get shechur. Hoyel v'tarah zochsula. This is minat Torah. V'divrei Rav Akiva b'shar varim hoyel v'knas chomim. This is only knas chomu. So therefore, b'shar varim, you won't say that you don't need to get shechur. So they didn't get shechur. Break the mark. Knas a kroyeg of the shina. The mark that's just psukim to be marbe in Gemara Kedushin. Marbe all the dechafta al rishavon from psukim. So to Gemara, Gemara makes the klal prat the klal. So to Gemara, aim a hoyl umedish chamu. Since it's a medish chamim, that's why it's different. So now, what does that mean? We'll have to explain that in a second. We just get the cheshbon in the Gemara. The Gemara's tarish basically is that by hippol hashina he doesn't need to get shechur because by shein va'ayim with machriya you don't need to get shechur. Therefore, it's not a raya anymore. Now, what does the Gemara mean that by all the rosh yevarim? You still need to get shechur because it's medrash chamu. So what if it's medrash chachamim? That's not a deraisa medrash chamu. It's a drash from psukim. So why all of a sudden do you need to get shechur? So Tosis is bothered by that. So Tosis is rasch hoyel, and Tosis is omer meitam. Like Tosis hoyel, the rasch hoyel. Omer meitam. The chashin shem mitzena b'shuk v'yemul avdi ata. Avushem v'ayin lechayish dil kar v'ravu. So like this: if a guy gets his eye knocked out, everyone knows he goes to chayris. But if he just gets his finger chopped off, now everyone knows about it. And we're scared, the Odin's going to say, "You're my Eved. I wouldn't believe in that drasha." This is not so well known, that's why you need to get shechur. So the whole thing get shechur is only midirabbanon. That's really the pshat. So on this, the Tosfos Rosh asks, we said, who says this shita? The machriyim. What does machriyim mean? You have one shita holds get shechur, one should not get shechur. I'll be machriya, the half like you have a you. No, this is a whole new reason, not machriya. We're saying, really, you don't need to get shechur. Really. We have a special svara, a new svara. That's a machriya. That's Tosfos Rosh asked. Different Tosfos Rosh has a different mahalach. He has a different mahalach to answer this question that Tosfos is bothered by. Why Meir Shechom is different? Basically, it has to do with the drashas and the psukim. And by Luhu, Mok Gviat Shechor, Oichel B'chuma, Enechel B'chuma. Mok Gviat Shechor, who gets those O'maisi Yadayim, right? Is he Yitruma? Is he considered the Kayin's Eved or not? He's an Eved of a Kayin. He's ready, the Mominus is out. He only needs a get Shechor. Could he eat Chuma or not eat Chuma? Kinyan Kaspar Rahman of Hala Kivin Kaspar. He's not a Kinyan Kaspar because I don't own any money in him. I don't know, Kivin Machusa get Shechor, Kaspar Kinyan Reis, he's missing get Shechor, he's called Kaspar. Tashema, the Omer of Sharshia, what happens? Kehenes, she's our vlod of Lach of Chasa. We have here a Kayin and a Kehenes, and they had a baby, so the baby is a Kayin. And then the Shifcha also had a baby, and they got mixed up. Now, a Shifcha is Chumo also because he's a Shifcha of a Kayin. Halacha is, Hare Elu Oichlem B'chuma. The both children give b'chuma. Why? Because one of shach. If it's Eved, it gives b'chuma. If it's the son, if it's the Kayin, it gives b'chuma. Either way. They have to go together to the Geirin to collect the chuma. Why? Because halacha is, you don't give chuma to an Eved by the Geirin. You don't want people to think that he's a Kayin, the Malim Oysim Yuchsin. So he always has to come with his master. So here, they come together and they say, one of shach, you give us because one of us is the real Kayin. Hegdil, when they get older, Hegdil, Teruva, it's not sure which one's the Eved, which one's the Kayin. Meshachim Zezeh, they free each other. They free each other. And then they're not going to be able to eat chum anymore because they're not sure which one's the Kayin. So what do you see over there? So you see over there that really is a ma'ukav get shechur because they get old, you have to free them, right? We're not going to know who's the Eved. It's a ma'ukav get shechur. And what do I say? That until they get the get shechur, they're allowed to eat chumma. What do you mean? It's a ma'ukav get shechur. That's the raya. It's a ma'ukav get shechur. No one can make them work. The Eved can't work all these years. We're not sure. Maybe he's the Kayin. You can't make him work. He's a ma'ukav, he has to get shechur. And you see that he's a mogvet shechur and he can't work. And you see he's eating chuma. So here you see that a mogvet shechur is chuma because the ma'isi is still kidney kaspa. You don't have to get shechur yet.
Every kaitan that's rabbi is already considered.
Every what?
Every
kaitan that's
rabbi is already considered.
A mogvet shechur, yes. Mogvet shechur, said Mishnah Chorani, yeah. There's no mamas anymore. Any kaitan rabbi is a mogvet shechur. Because since there's a mokviat shechur here, because it's a saf, you want to know who it's a safik. That's why now the needs to get shechur. Ve'in l'rabbi shuspa, Rash liyad haminai. Rash says you don't know who it is. There's no rishus on him. No mamrins rishus rishus. So you see over here, he eats chuma. So Zok to Gemara, no. Maybe that's what the Rebbe wants to answer. Hachi ashta. There's no din. Why? Hasam yavil yov yom mechavin out the evidu king Kasper Greenerbe. There, it's not be'etzim a chesaron the etzim avdus there. You just don't know who it is. If the Leon would tell you which one's the Eved, then he would be a full-fledged Eved. That's why he gave Chuma, because Be'etzim is a full-fledged Eved. We just have a mix-up, that's why we have to split them up. Hach, Lav, King Kasper, Klal. Here's not King Kasper, here's actually a Hefker. Not a King Kasper at all. Therefore, it's not a good dimit. All the Mokgat Shechah. All the Mokgat Shechah is no Mominus. and then you get shichur. Here, there is mamonis. We just don't know where it is. So that's why it's supposed to get shichur. And that's why over there, it's the different halacha, and there, they could eat chuma. It's not a raya to the shayla of mokav get shichur.